is Mike. Can I help you?
Hey, Mike. It's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, just fine, Pete. Thanks.
Good.
Sorry I haven't gotten you back anything.
No, don't worry about it.
I was closed yesterday. Totally forgot that we were not here, and I've been going through some things this morning. I had to let an employee go, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's been kind of a rough day.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I just wanted to check in.
Yeah, I got the returns that you were looking for hunted down, and then you needed – gosh, I need to pull up that email. What day did you send me that email that you sent? Was that on Thursday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, I can – right here. It was on October 6th, I think Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Hold on just one second. But you needed those returns, and then you needed bank statements? Is that what it was?
Yeah, 6 months of bank statements, tax return, and application.
That's right. I have all the stuff gathered up. I just haven't filled out that application. I'll try to get that back to you today. I actually haven't heard from the seller of the agency that I was looking at up in Portland. No. That one I haven't heard back on either. The first one that I was trying to nail down. Well, I'll be honest, I turned over some of the information that they had provided to me that was scrubbed for privacy reasons. I turned it over to one of our business analysts that works for Nationwide. He took a look at it and said, yeah, we're far from making an offer on this at the 2x limit, their multiple that they've asked for. And the reason is we can't see their cash flows. It looks like they have a very irregular cash flow. Meaning some months they make maybe one or two times what they actually need, and then they go into a drought for 4 months where they don't make anywhere near what they need to pay their bills and that kind of thing. And it's not as huge a concern for me because, I mean, my agency makes a pretty good amount of money and could cover those months, but we don't want to move forward on an agency that is completely lopsided and going to leave us in a drought financially at any particular time of the year over another. So it just has to do with how well seasoned the book is. And in this particular case, we're seeing some frailties on that particular side. So anyway, until I get that final analysis back, I'm not really even sure I'm making an offer.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But that does leave the other agency opportunities still open. Therefore, I do want to get you what you need in order to make it. The thing is, once I turn it in to you, how is the offer good for, what, 30 days, 2 days? I don't even know.
No. They're usually good for, most programs are good for about 45 days. I've even seen some that are, rarity, but they're good for 90. Exactly.
Okay, good. Well, I was thinking, well, I may want to delay completing the whole process just because of the fact that the window might not align properly with the opportunity that I'm looking at. So anyway, but that's good. I'll go ahead. I'll get that wrapped up for you today. And again, we can get that underwriting out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice that there's no rush. If they request something else, like they want to see like a P&L or something, like,
sure,
take our time and really get it done right.
You bet. Okay. Well, that sounds fine. I appreciate the call and reaching out, Pete.
No worries, man.
Working on the application. Okay. Thanks
again. Take care. No, take care, Mike.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.